The death toll in Gaza has reached 20,000, but efforts in the United Nations to pass a ceasefire resolution have once again come to naught. The UN Security Council had wanted to vote on the resolution Monday, but that was postponed after the United States called for last-minute changes to the wording. Votes were postponed again on Tuesday and then on Wednesday as negotiators tried to find language that would avoid a U.S. veto. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby laid out the U.S. position as he spoke to reporters on Air Force One, where he was joining a presidential trip to Wisconsin.
It's important for us that if the Security Council is going to speak on this, that there's a condemnation of Hamas and what they did on the 7th of October. There's a recognition of the need for Israel to be able to defend itself. And there's, of course, significant commitment by all members on getting humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza. So again, I don't want to get into the modalities of it. We're still talking to our partners up there. But those things are important to us. They're important to many countries around the world.
On the broader issue of civilian casualties in Gaza, he says there's no acceptable number of innocent civilians killed or wounded.
Which is why we're going to continue to work with the Israelis about being more precise, more targeted, more deliberate in their military operations. And as I've said before, they have taken on our concerns, and they have been receptive to that, and they have adapted their military operations to try to bring the number of civilian casualties down. Doesn't mean they've eliminated it. We want to see the number zero, but they have made some efforts.
Back in Washington, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to reporters before leaving for his latest trip to the Middle East. He gives the United States credit for a leading role in facilitating humanitarian aid shipments into Gaza and for repeatedly communicating to Israel the importance of minimizing civilian casualties. He says the conflict needs to move to what he calls a lower intensity phase.
We expect to see and want to see a shift to more targeted operations with a smaller number of forces that's really focused in on dealing with the leadership of Hamas, the tunnel network, and a few other critical things. And as that happens, I think you'll see as well the harm done to civilians also decrease significantly.
As for the ceasefire resolution, he says the U.S. is engaging extensively and constructively with other countries to, in his words, resolve some of the outstanding issues in this Security Council resolution.
We're engaged, as I said, in very good faith with other countries. We've been working this intensely. I've been on the phones about this for the last couple of days. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, of course, in New York, has been leading our efforts, so I hope we can get to a good place.
Meanwhile, talks continue over a possible new hostage deal and a one-week pause in the fighting with the leader of Hamas in Egypt for negotiations. And in Washington, negotiations continue over President Biden's supplemental security package with funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Blinken says getting that package through Congress remains a top priority.
Here's who cheers if we fail. Moscow, Tehran, Beijing. If we come up short, it won't be our adversaries and competitors who stopped us. It will be ourselves.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.